This is Northwest News from KNKX. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson this week said he wants to ban assault-style weapons in Washington State. His announcement came after a shooting this summer at a Mukilteo house party. Three people died, and a fourth was seriously injured. Supporters of Ferguson's proposal, including the father of the man who was injured, say they hope it will make the state safer. Dr. Fred Rivara is vice chairman of pediatrics at the University of Washington and Seattle Children's Hospital. He has done extensive research on gun violence and human health, and he joins me now. Dr. Rivara, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me today.
What do we know right now about how gun violence affects public health?
It's a huge public health problem. There are over 30,000 people a year who die from gun violence. Over 30,000 people a year.
That's nationwide?
That's nationwide.
How long have you been studying this?
Over 30 years.
Has it changed?
I think it has changed. First of all, it's very difficult to get funding for gun research. I think that we have good evidence now that there is a relationship between home ownership of a gun and risk of violent death. I think what we really need to do is try to figure out, all right, if we know that, what can we do about it?
So the Attorney General's proposed ban on assault-style weapons, you know, the idea here is that the faster the weapon fires, the more harm you can do. But you've looked at stricter gun laws in general. Do they make a difference?
Stricter gun laws do make a difference. You know, some of the first studies we did were many years ago comparing to Seattle to Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm. And we found out that there were really quite strict controls over handguns in particular, that the rate of homicides and the rate of suicides was actually lower in Vancouver than here in Seattle. We've subsequently done a number of studies looking at the rate of firearm-related hospitalizations and deaths around the country and correlated that with the strength of gun laws as determined by the Brady Center. And we found out that states that have stricter gun laws have lower rates of firearm-related injuries, hospitalizations, and deaths. So stricter laws can make a difference. Well, one thing you asked is about, would the assault weapons ban have a big effect upon gun deaths? And the answer is probably not. The number of gun deaths due to assault weapons is small, but when they do happen, they tend to be a large number of people dying in really tragic circumstances. And so that's why I think the assault weapon ban makes sense.
The Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue says that the Attorney General's plan targets all gun owners instead of just those who misuse guns, and that the guns that would be banned are not responsible for that many murders comparatively. Is there room to balance these interests?
I think there is, and I'm sure the Attorney General, and I heard his speech, and the Attorney General is not trying to remove people's Second Amendment rights. He is not saying that people need to give up their guns. He is simply saying that we ought to do something that's sensible, which is limit the availability of assault-related weapons here in our community. And in fact, what people may not realize after the Mukilteo shooting is that young man was too young to buy a handgun, but he was not too young to buy an AR-15. 21 to buy a handgun, but only 18 to buy an assault weapon.
Well, Dr. Fred Rivara is the vice chair of pediatrics at the University of Washington and Seattle Children's Hospital. He has done extensive research on gun violence and public health. Dr. Rivara, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on your program.